In this lesson, we focus on presence. Presence is the gift of being with another person in a way that communicates care, attention, and respect. Many people are surrounded by noise, but rarely feel heard. They may hear advice, they may hear correction, they may hear opinions, they may hear quick solutions, but they may not often experience someone slowing down enough to truly listen. Christian presence is one way we love our neighbor. Jesus often noticed people others overlooked. He noticed the sick, the grieving, the ashamed, the confused, the rejected, the questioning, and the spiritually hungry. He did not treat people as interruptions. He was present. Presence does not require a dramatic personality. You do not have to be extroverted, entertaining, impressive, or socially smooth. Presence begins with attention. Your eyes, face, posture, tone, and pace can communicate, "I am here." Because we are organic humans, listening is spiritual and physical. We listen with our minds, but also with our bodies. We turn toward the person. We put down distractions when possible. We soften our tone. We avoid rushing the moment. We let our face show care. This does not mean every conversation must be long. It does not mean every person has unlimited access to your time and energy. Boundaries still matter. But even a short conversation can carry presence. You can say, "I only have a few minutes, but I want to hear what is most important." That is different from pretending to listen while already leaving emotionally. Presence also includes patience with silence. Some people need time to find words. Some need to feel safe before they speak. Some are not ready to share much. Loving attention does not force disclosure. A good listener respects privacy. A good listener does not interrogate. A good listener does not turn every story into advice. A good listener does not use someone's vulnerability as gossip. A good listener asks, "What would agape love look like here?" Agape love may mean listening quietly. It may mean asking a clarifying question. It may mean encouraging the person to seek pastoral, professional, legal, medical, or safety help. It may mean saying, "I care about you, but this is bigger than what I can carry alone." Presence is not pretending to be someone's savior. Jesus is the savior. We are witnesses of his love. This week, let listening become a ministry of attention. Notice one person without rushing past them. Hear one sentence more carefully than you normally would. Ask one question that helps the person feel respected. Reflection question. Who in your life may need the gift of being heard without being rushed, fixed, or judged? Gentle next step. In one conversation this week, remove one distraction and give the person your full attention for a few minutes.